Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
One man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this magnificent Sports Monday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including how you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, can win your fantasy football league this season. That's right. It's March 2nd, and I've got the answer for you. How you can win your fantasy football league this season, and why something that happened this weekend in football provided the roadmap to that happening. I'll explain coming up as we move along this hour here on You Better You Bet. I will also tell all of you which NBA title contender had a no good, awful, very bad weekend, and why I'm not yet panicking about it at all. Our bets for tonight will close the show, as we will look to do a little better than we did at the end of last week. Shout out to the people on Instagram, and I always appreciate all the messages, good or bad. Listen, haters help pay the bills also. I have a very expensive Palm Beach vacation planned at the end of April, and you know, the haters have helped me pay for it, so thank you very much to all the haters. The messages that I got, some of them, and these are fans of the show, and I appreciate them, saying, man, great college basketball bets at the end of the week last week, and now you're taking off Friday, hiding from us after a bunch of losers, including, how about Purdue -7.5 on Thursday against Michigan State losing outright, after St. John's losing by 30 to UConn? Not great. We will attempt to do better tonight. And spoiler for everybody, I don't know if I'm going to. Because my favorite bet for tonight in college basketball, all I'll share for right now, and there's only a couple really good games at Duke and NC State tonight, and then the big one in the Big 12, Arizona and Iowa State. The betting market is already moving against me, and it's 9:03 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. So the buyer beware for the end of the show when I give you the bets. We'll get Kenny Henderson's college basketball bets as well at the end of the program. Three tremendous guests will join us today on this magnificent Sports Monday. Later this hour, friend of the show, making his debut in this new time slot, John Martin of Odyssey in Memphis in the Field of 68. John is hysterical, if you've never heard him before. Is amazing with college basketball. John Martin will join us later this hour. Looking forward to that. My friend, who I've known for like 20 years, we came up in the industry together, Justin Termini, one of the lead hosts of Sirius XM NBA Radio, NBA Today, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Sirius. JT stops by next hour on the show, talking all things association after a very newsworthy weekend in the NBA. And then to lead off the final hour, the power hour, Noah Eagle That's right. The great Noah Eagle will join the show. And among the questions I will ask Noah Eagle, how in the world do you get your hair to stay in place like that during broadcasts? As someone whose hair very rarely moves at all, and I know the effort that goes into making that happen, I can't wait to hear that from Noah Eagle, and we'll also talk sports as well, of course, with Noah Eagle in the final hour, the power hour of the show today. The phone number to chime in, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. All social platforms I am on, I said that like Yoda, I don't know why, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Shout out to everyone listening on Sirius, radio stations nationwide, Odyssey app, Westwood One app, watching on Twitch, and at youtube.com/@TheCostos. To quote the great Bruce Pritchard, I love each and every one of you. But we officially begin the Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a public service announcement. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hove. H to the OV. No, I am not Jay-Z. I am not Sean Carter, and probably a good thing these days. No, the PSA that I will bring you on this Monday morning. Have you checked the calendar? Are you aware at this moment in time that it is March? Can you smell it in the air? It smells like college basketball. The air, fragrant with the scent of conference tournaments. And we've got some this week before the big boys take center stage next week. An aromatic assault on the senses when one considers Selection Sunday, 2 weeks from yesterday, we are almost here to the NCAA tournament. So on this Monday morning, the first show done here by us on Westwood One Sports in the glorious sports month of March, I, Nick Costos, bring to you the college basketball State of the Union. And this college basketball season, thus far, has reminded me a lot of the NCAA tournament, where there's a lot of contenders to start the year, and I have said that many times, numerous times over the course of the season. And you know, if you watch and listen to the show, that this, You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, this is not a show that parachutes in March and just starts talking college basketball. No, 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 no. We've been talking about college basketball since the year of our Lord, 2025. Talking about how loaded this freshman class is. Talking about the parity in this year's college basketball season, how there are many teams that could potentially win the national championship. But as time has gone on, and the calendar turns to January, and then it flips to February, and that son of a bitch flips now to March, as it's Monday morning, March 2nd, just like in the NCAA tournament, as the list gets whittled down as the year goes on, as the tournament goes on, we have seen the list of true championship contenders, at least in my eyes, get whittled down to just a couple. And it reminds me of when you have like a pro wrestling main event, and for the wrestling fans out there, like WrestleMania 2000, which we thought was going to be Triple H against The Rock. That's what made all the sense in the world. And then we get Mick Foley added to the mix, and now it's a triple threat match. But wait, here's the big show, and now it's a fatal four-way. We see this happening, right? We thought it was going to be two, and then it's three, and then it's four. Now, I'm thinking about it last night as I'm going to sleep, because I'm always thinking about the show, which is both a gift and a curse. Great for you, our viewers and listeners. Bad for my marriage. Just ask my wife. She would love for me to stop thinking about this show and sports as much as I do. And I'm thinking about it last night as my head's on the pillow, I'm getting ready to go to sleep. And I'm thinking about it this morning on the drive into work when I picked up oatmeal from Starbucks, and I'm showing it right now on camera. It's basically soup. I want to know how you make oatmeal that's like 85% liquid. The thing is terrible. I have to have a talk with my local Starbucks tomorrow morning. But I'm thinking about it last night and this morning. And this is going to sound like a crazy analogy, but I want you to bear with me because I promise that it's going to make sense. This college basketball season, in terms of the big contenders at the top of the odds board at BetMGM, and the way that I see it right now, it reminds me of the Best Actor Award at the 2014 Emmys. And I promise I'm going to make this make sense. In that category, Best Actor at the 2014 Emmys, and maybe you see this on Instagram, if you're on Instagram, or you like TV content, if this comes up in the algorithm on a social media app of your preference, where this will come up sometimes, because it is a very, very famous group of actors vying for Best Actor, some saying it's the greatest list ever, given the television seasons that were on the air that year, and the names of these actors were absolutely unbelievable. And we are going to take some of these actors, and we are going to compare them to some of these big-name schools that could win the national championship. Let's start with the two teams that have been considered for the vast majority of this college basketball season to be the two best teams, to be the teams most likely to win the title. And everybody has said this for the vast majority of the season. Maybe not today on Monday morning, March 2nd, but for the vast majority of the season. Those two teams are Michigan and Arizona. And we'll start with Michigan. The favorite all season. The favorite right now at BetMGM to win the title at plus 325. Michigan is Bryan Cranston. Well, obviously, Walter White from Breaking Bad has been the favorite all year long. Been the team that people assume is going to win the championship. And we saw Michigan on Friday night absolutely slam the Illini in Champaign. 84-70, Michigan winning the Big Ten regular season title in the process. And it looks like Michigan has very quickly gotten over the loss last weekend, the one before this past weekend, to Duke. In a game that you can pretty easily say, man, if Elliott Gadeau shoots a little better, Michigan gets a little lucky, Michigan may win that game against the Duke Blue Devils, and no one would have batted an eyelash. Michigan's got it all, like Bryan Cranston did. The Final Four worthy coach in Dusty May, who took FAU to a Final Four. They've got so much depth. They've got the big men. They've got the scorer in Yaxel Landerberg. Like Elliott Gadeau, when he's not missing every shot, is a very good collegiate point guard. Michigan is Bryan Cranston. Oh, yeah. The Wolverines are awesome. And then we can go to the Arizona Wildcats. John Hamm in Mad Men. These are the two stalwarts, Cranston and Hamm, Michigan and Arizona, all season long. And Arizona, with Tommy Lloyd as coach, yo, just slicing and dicing their way through the season, obliterating and eviscerating all the competition, up until a little bit of a hiccup that Arizona had, right? Losing on the road at Kansas, getting upset by Texas Tech, losing Coa Pete in the process. But since then, oh, Arizona's picked itself back up, winning on the road at Houston last weekend in super impressive fashion. And how about what Arizona did on Saturday to the Kansas Jayhawks, taking Kansas behind the woodshed and beating that ass? Jaden Bradley's a closer. Burries is absolutely nasty. Coa Pete's back for Arizona. And the Wildcats once again look poised to break what has been a disappointing stretch for Tommy Lloyd as Arizona coach, as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned, to maybe, just maybe, get Arizona to the Final Four and beyond. Those have been the two best teams all year that everybody's talked about. Michigan and Arizona, Cranston and Hamm. But new challengers have emerged. And I said for a long time, leading into, and you know this as a listener and viewer of the show, that I said for months that Duke is flying under the radar. And I said that to Jay Billis when he joined us about 3 weeks ago here on You Better You Bet. And Jay Billis, a Dukie, Jay agreed with me on that, that people are sleeping on the Duke Blue Devils. Kind of like we saw back in 2014, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, True Detective Season 1. One of the best seasons of television of all time. Now, the rest of the seasons of True Detective, especially Season 2 with Vince Vaughn as the bad guy, which I think is probably the worst casting choice ever. Let's take this really likable, really funny guy and make him the villain in a season of prestige television. Wow, can't believe it didn't work. But True Detective Season 1, an absolute banger. And it's got the name recognition. McConaughey and Harrelson, two legendary actors, much like the Duke Blue Devils do. But given the competition at the top of the board, maybe a little bit overlooked, like Duke was for the majority of this season. But I'll tell you what, time's a flat circle. Like Rust Cole slamming the beer can in that famous scene. Like all the great scenes with Harrelson and McConaughey in True Detective Season 1. Duke emerging from the shadows. Beating Michigan last weekend, Duke currently the number one team in the country with the soon-to-be National Player of the Year in Cam Boozer. Plus 350 to win the championship. I would be stunned if Duke did not make the Final Four. Isaiah Evans, the leading scorer on Saturday against Virginia, sharpshooter to go along with Boozer, and John Shire, a magnificent coach. Oh, baby. No one's sleeping on Duke anymore. Everybody is wide-ass awake. So even over the last couple weeks, I think that the general thought has been, even if it hasn't been this way the whole season, Arizona, Michigan, and then Duke. But over the last 2 weeks, over the last 7 days, we are seeing a new challenger emerge. And that challenger, much like Jeff Daniels in 2000. Now, I hated the show, The Newsroom. Does anyone remember The Newsroom on HBO? It's one of these Aaron Sorkin shows where the dialogue is like no one would ever speak like this in real life. And like everybody loved this show. I tried. There was a love triangle on the show. I don't even remember who. It wasn't Jeff Daniels. It was like two guys and a girl. And I actually, in a love triangle, when you watch a television show, you're supposed to like root for like one of the couples to get together. This might be the only love triangle in the history of television where you watch it and I root against all of them. I wanted all three of them to be miserable. They were all, for my estimation at least, very unlikable. Jeff Daniels won Best Actor at the Emmys in 2013 for his role in The Newsroom. But Jeff Daniels in 2014, when you got Bryan Cranston, when you've got Jon Hamm, when you've got McConaughey, when you've got Woody Harrelson, maybe you don't think about him as much. The reigning, defending, national champion, Florida Gators. Don't look now, but the Gators are red hot. Winners of 9 straight. Winners of 14 of 15. Just beat Arkansas. Beat the brakes off of John Calipari in Arkansas. The point where Cal is tilting and yelling at Todd Golden during the game. 34-point loss for Arkansas on Saturday at the hands of Florida. Tying John Calipari's worst loss in his collegiate career. And that first happened in 1989 when he was the head coach at UMass. Think about that. How many of you were alive when that happened in our audience? That's how bad it was on Saturday for Arkansas at the hands of Florida. So Florida, on this 9-game win streak, since an inexplicable loss to Auburn, and we don't even think Auburn's making the tournament at this point, 15 and 14 now, are the Auburn Tigers. Florida, since then, has beaten South Carolina by 47. 47! Bama by Bama's awesome! Big comeback against Tennessee over the weekend. Beat Bama by 23. Beat A&M by 19. Georgia by 20. Kentucky by 9. South Carolina again by 14. Ole Miss by 19, Texas by 13, and then Arkansas by 34. Dallin Cuff, who joined us recently on the show, one of the sharpest college basketball analysts in the country, said that he thinks Florida's the best team. Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68 joined us last week, and he said Florida is on the short list of teams that can win the national championship. And our viewpoint collectively of Florida, I think, is a little taken askew by what the Gators did early in the season. Losing to Connecticut early in the year. Losing to Arizona early in the year. Losing to Duke early in the year. And people kind of thinking, man, they don't have the guard play requisite to get it done. You know, they lost Walter Clayton and others in the NBA draft. Won the championship last year, but probably not going to get it done this year. We've gone completely the other way. You could sleep on Jeff Daniels. You could sleep on Florida. I think you do that at your own peril. This top four in college basketball right now, like the 2014 Best Actor Award at the Emmys, stacked with absolute monsters, and you can make the case for any of them to win. At the moment, I'll go with Duke. I'll stick with my pick of the Duke Blue Devils to do what they should have done last year, where that Duke team will go down in history as one of the best teams to not win the national championship with Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, and company. Cam Boozer and company, I think, get it done over the course of the next month and win the national championship in college basketball. Duke, Michigan, Arizona, Florida. Your national champion, I think it's Duke. Your national champion, I believe, will be one of those four teams. So I ask you, our listeners and viewers, and I will tweet this at the Costos coming up momentarily. One of those four teams or the field to win the national championship this year. Again, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida, or any other team in college basketball. One of those four teams or the field. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can tweet us at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and add You Better, You Bet. We'll do more college basketball later this hour when John Martin joins us from Odyssey in Memphis and the Field of 68. But on the other side, I'm going to tell all of you how you can win your fantasy football league this coming season. That's right. I've already got the answer. And I'll share it with you and tell you why it dovetails in with something that happened this weekend in football. Next, You Better, You Bet, on a Monday, Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
There's some big names on the trade block. Jaylen Waddle, Max Crosby, A.J. Brown. Where are they going, and how will the moves impact your team? We'll tell you as it happens.
Westwood One!
Westwood One Sports.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. To find out more, go to...
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love, running a 40 at the combine. 4.37. Jeremiah Love, second run. Slightly better.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
All right, that's Rich Eisen from NFL Network this weekend. Jeremiah Love's 40 times for Notre Dame. Kenny, I'm going to ask you to play these again in a second here. And the way I want everybody to think about this is, like, I don't know if the current Madden games really do this, but if you're old enough like me, like, I played the original Tecmo Bowl. So I'm old. I'm 43 later this year. If you ever played the original Madden games, like in like the early 90s, which were great football games, like they're not what they were now, obviously with the technology being what it was. These were great games. You will remember like the tackle sound effects. And it sounds like Jeremiah Love running here, the 40-yard dash. Kenny, just play those clips again from Rich Eisen and NFL Network this weekend.
Here we go. Jeremiah Love running a 40 at the combine. 4.37. Jeremiah Love, second run. Slightly better.
I love that. Really good stuff there. That's honestly, that's a great job by the NFL media, like sound team, camera team, getting that sound from down on the field from Jeremiah Love. So without further ado, as I've teased for the first 30 minutes of this Monday show, I want to tell you how to win your fantasy football league this season. Here's the answer. Draft as much Jeremiah Love as possible. I think it might be as easy as that. So Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, you heard the clips there, ran at Indy this weekend at the scouting combine, a 4.36 second 40-yard dash. 4.36 from Jeremiah Love. And when asked about it after his run, he wasn't happy. He said he thought he was going to run in the 4.2s. That is, for people that aren't aware, that is preposterous, silly speed from a running back of this caliber. So you know, if you've watched Notre Dame, and college football is a massive sport, and we love covering it on the show, Jeremiah Love's a beast. Not only does he have breakaway speed, not only can he catch the football with serious aplomb, but he has the strength to run between the tackles at the NFL level. And he's going top 10 in the draft. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, we can have a debate. Should a running back go top 10? I'm less interested in that for the moment. He's going to go in the top 10 of the draft. And now that the combine is in the rearview mirror, you know, we have a bunch of mock drafts coming out, right? Which makes sense. Like combine done. I click on all that stuff. I love that stuff. Like post combine mock draft. If you love this stuff, like how are you not consuming that content? I am. I want to give a tip of the cap to Nate Tice, our friend from Yahoo Sports, who joined us Radio Row Super Bowl week in San Francisco. Nate will join us coming up in the next couple weeks on the show. So Nate just released a mock draft for Yahoo, where he works, post-combine edition. And he has Jeremiah Love going 9th overall to the Kansas City Chiefs. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Now, even if Love doesn't go to the Chiefs, like as long as he doesn't end up in a situation like Ashton, and I think Love is way better than Jeanty, and I like Jeanty as a prospect. Ashton Jeanty had no chance last year in Vegas behind that offensive line. Jeremiah Love would have no chance. Barry Sanders would have no chance. Jim Brown would have no chance behind that Raiders offensive line. As long as the situation isn't that, and the Raiders are drafting Fernando Mendoza first overall, so it ain't going to be the Raiders. Jeremiah Love is going to be a fantasy football league winner this year. I feel confident saying that in early March. And, you know, if you're a newer listener and viewer to the show, thank you very much. You may hear me say that and think, well, like that's a hot take from March from someone who doesn't know fantasy football. I'll tell you this. I may not know many things in life. And that's actually true. I don't know many things. But fantasy football is one of them. Longtime listeners and viewers of the show know that to be true. Give me, you know what this is going to be? The summer of love. Fantasy football draft season. I should trademark that. Like Wagertainment. Can't wait for it this summer with Jeremiah Love. Also, name to just to remember, running back as we approach draft season here for fantasy, is Arkansas's Mike Washington, who set the combine ablaze, and I think will be the second running back off the board. I think will be the second running back off the board. Mike Washington from Arkansas. Couple other combine-related notes here before we break, and John Martin will join us next segment. You Better You Bet, Monday morning. Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos here with you, presented by BetMGM, and this segment sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Couple quick notes from this weekend that you need to be aware of. Two Ohio State defensive players, I think, solidified their status as top five picks this weekend. And the fascinating thing about both of them is that they are kind of tweener-ish in the sense that they're both stud off-ball linebackers that can also both rush the passer if need be. And that has been something in the NFL that has been frowned upon a little bit. Not that like you don't want a skill set like that, but who's really able to do that as well as, you know, you would want a player that you take in the top five being able to do it. Sonny Styles, Ohio State's linebacker, and Arvell Reese, their like hybrid off-ball linebacker slash edge rusher, both blowing up the combine to the degree, I think both are going to go in the top five. And in this new era of defense in the NFL, I don't want to say totally ushered in by the Seattle Seahawks, I think that you will see players like this, Reese and Sonny Styles, they're going to go high, and I don't think there's going to be a ton of question marks around either. And, you know, the Arizona Cardinals pick third, and if they take one of them, I'm sure there will be like an Isaiah Simmons comp. Simmons was kind of thought to be in that mold and like didn't make it to that degree. Has stuck around in the NFL for a while, but hasn't been a superstar. I think Reese and Styles both have superstar written all over them. One other note for now, and then I'll have a quarterback nugget from the combine for later in the show. Oregon tight ends Kenyon Sadiq ran a 4.39 40-yard dash this weekend. That is the fastest time ever for a tight end at the combine. Sadiq is going to go in the top half of the first round. And after what the Rams did this season with multiple tight end sets, as a way to combat the way teams like the Seahawks are playing defense, I think you're going to see tight ends go earlier in the draft than we have seen as a general rule in for maybe in the history of the league. And Sadiq will be the first one off the board coming up in April. Quick break, and on the other side, John Martin from Odyssey Memphis in the Field of 68 will join us talking college hoops here on Westwood One Sports.
How long will the Steelers wait for a decision from Aaron Rodgers? Or could Mike McCarthy and company be in the market for a QB like Malik Willis in free agency? Westwood One Sports.
Is life insurance on your list of New Year's resolutions? Now is the perfect time to add it. A buddy told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I added this to my list this year and got it done. I called SelectQuote and was shocked at how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, no medical exam was required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Checking this off my list felt great, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-5858 for your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-5858. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-280-5858.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEATER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to...
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Koa Pete back in the lineup for Arizona. Duncan all over the Kansas Jayhawks. Arizona destroys Kansas on Saturday, setting up a big game in the Big 12 on Big Monday tonight as Arizona welcomes in Iowa State, fresh off a loss, an upset loss to Texas Tech over the weekend. Our friend John Martin will join us in just a second, but first we gotta tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because there's no better place to be during March matchups than Vegas. And this year, college basketball, really this month, college basketball fans can win a VIP trip to the Court of Legends event featuring the Cavender Twins. Simply play sports bets, and your position on the leaderboard will determine if you win one of the 25 grand prize packages. Just sign into your BetMGM account, opt into the promotion, then start placing sports bets of at least $10 to climb the leaderboard. Make this March one to remember. Join the Court of Legends leaderboard so you can make it legendary. We're going to make this son of a bitch legendary right now, because joining us on the show is one of my absolute favorites, the very funny and massively entertaining and informative John Martin, with us on the show from 92.9 ESPN Radio in Memphis and Odyssey Station and the Field of 68 on social media at John Martin 929. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy March. How are you?
Man, I gotta say, I know you moved to Westwood One, and I'm like, did he forget about me down here? Like, I was wondering. There was some doubt, but it's good to finally reunite with you, my man.
So were you upset with me? You can be honest and say yes.
I mean, I saw, you were having some college basketball guys, and I'm like, damn. I mean, I understand.
You're here. It's the first show in March, and you're on. You're the first college basketball guest in the month of March.
You know, that's why you gotta keep the faith, like Michael Jackson once said. I didn't say anything. I said, you know what? My time will come. And it's come, and so I'm glad to finally be here.
Hey, it's great to have you. And I said this to start the show. For our listeners and viewers, if you haven't heard or seen John before, he is a gigantic talent. He's great, and a great guy also, at John Martin 929 on social media. So I want to hit you with this, my friend. This is how I started the show today, talking about the four teams that I think are most likely to win the title. And I posed this question on social media, and I'm getting a bunch of different responses, right? So if I gave you, John, these four teams, Duke, Michigan, Arizona, Florida, those four teams or the field to win the national championship in college basketball, who is John Martin taking and why?
I mean, there's just no doubt. I'm taking those four teams right now. I mean, I think they've separated themselves from everybody else. I mean, I think Illinois can make a run. I think Houston can make a run. But I think when you get outside of those four, Nick, man, you're dealing with some flaws. You're dealing with some pretty structural flaws in those teams. We just saw what Iowa State did at home. I mean, as much as I'd like to believe that, there's a team out there, because it's kind of boring, if we're going to call it what it is, it's kind of boring that we're going into a 68-team tournament and we really only legitimately feel like, 14. But honestly, Nick, it was like that last year. I mean, when you looked at the one seeds last year, Houston, Duke, Florida, and I'm blanking on the other one, but when you looked
Auburn.
At the other, with the four, yeah, when you, exactly. That was your final four. I mean, and it kind of felt like that going into the year, that kind of year would be chalk.
Do you feel like it's more of the case this year, John? Because I thought about that this morning as well. And I had all four one seeds going to the Final Four last year. Mm-hmm. I actually think that I might feel stronger about it this year. And that, I don't mean that as disrespectful to Connecticut. I think UConn would probably be the team that could upend the apple cart. I don't mean it as disrespect. I think it's just really clear that these are the four best teams right now.
Well, that, I mean, yeah. I mean, UConn even, like, if Terrace Reed gets in foul trouble, good night. It's over. I mean, these teams have such a slim margin of error, whereas, you know, Arizona is a team where they don't even depend on threes. Like, it's amazing. Like, they are iconoclast. They say, in a world of three-point shooting and variance, we're going to be the best two-point shooting team in the country. Florida has three bigs, you know, that they rotate in there, and one of them can step out and shoot threes and has and they're national champions, so they have that going for them. You know, this Duke team, as much as I, you know, want to resist it and as much as I want to say I don't believe it, they're even higher rated than last year's all-time KenPom rated Duke team. Same goes for Michigan. I mean, Michigan's got these three bigs they can bring in there and just overwhelm you with size. So I just feel like those four teams have ingredients, and they don't really have the shortcomings and the flaws that once you get outside that top four, you start to see.
John, of those four, which is the best team entering March and why?
I mean, you have to say it's Duke right now. I mean, I have to believe that that D.C. preview has to matter. I mean, it was a neutral site. That's a tournament simulation. That's as close as you're going to get to a tournament simulator this late in the season. I give both those coaches credit for playing it. And Duke didn't get rattled. Like, this is an all-time Michigan team. They handled it despite, like, my own questions. I'm like, is a team with Caleb Foster and Caden Boozer and that guard, like, are they really going to win the title? And I fought it, and I fought, and I fought it. But at some point, you have to say, like, Cam Boozer is just that guy. His floor is so high every single night that they can. So I have to say Duke right now. I would be disingenuous, as much as I hate to say it, Nick, if I did not go with the Duke Blue Devils. They got the head-to-head result, and, you know, if not for some freaky late stuff against North Carolina and some freaky late stuff against Texas Tech, that team's undefeated right now.
You better, you bet. On this Monday, it is March, and joining Nick Costos here on Westwood One Sports, the great John Martin of 92.9 in Memphis and Odyssey Station does a great job working for our friends for the Field of 68 as well on social media at John Martin at 92.9. So, John, if we're going to try and go past those top four teams, right, that I led the show, and just again, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida. I'm guessing your answer is not going to be Connecticut based on the way you said, and maybe it is, right? Get to Harris Reed in foul trouble, and maybe UConn's in trouble. If there had to be a team outside of that top four to upend the apple cart, get to a Final Four, win the national championship, who is it and why?
I'm going to say Alabama, damn it. I'm going to say Alabama. And that's going
Goodman
way down.
Agrees with you. Goodman said it last week with us, and a very impressive. Yeah, that is unfortunate. Bama, like, with a great comeback this weekend against Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, all right. So since Goodman said Alabama, I'm gonna expand. I'm gonna give you two, because I can't just be on the same. But I'm gonna say Arkansas, Alabama, and Arkansas. Now they have the same problem, like open border defense policy. Anybody can come in and anybody can go at any time. But with that being said, they score the ball with the best of them. And
I thought those were red states.
That's right. That's exactly right, Dick. Exactly right. Thank you for letting me bring that to your show, by the way.
You got it.
But they you know, you got to get stops in the tournament, but you got to be able to score. And you got to be able to score at the point of attack. It's very important. And Alabama can do that. Alabama has LeBaron Filon, who, for my money, is the SEC Player of the Year. Arkansas has, you know, a likely top eight pick and Darius Acuff, and again, they can hang nine on you at any time. So I would say those two teams. Again, defense is going to be the question. I mean, it just is. But when you can score at that clip and make shots at that clip, you're going to be live in every game you play.
I need to go back to Florida then just for a second here, because you said Duke. I'm also saying Duke is the best team. Like, you mentioned Bama and Arkansas. Florida just beat Arkansas by 34 on Saturday, beat Bama by 23, like, at the beginning of this nine-game winning streak. And, you know, I can't help but think, like, as all of us, it's Florida's the fourth of the four, it feels like right now. A lot of people feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like, are we all just kind of missing the boat on, like, the reigning defending national champions here in the Florida Gators?
Well, you know, listen, I can't speak for you guys. You know, I had them in the Final Four before the season started. That's on record. That's recorded. I can send you the picture after we get off the show.
I believe
in this Florida team. And I get why people, like, there were moments early in the season where it was like, yo, this guard play is just simply, it's not good enough with Boogie Flan and Xavier Lee. So I understand why there was skepticism early on, but I just think we undervalued as a collective. We undervalued the continuity. We didn't necessarily. We talked a lot about Purdue's continuity and how disappointed they've been this year, obviously, as the preseason number one. But we didn't value properly the return of Alex Condon, the return of Ruben Chinyelu, the return of Thomas Howe. Like we just kind of glossed over that. And I think that's been the difference. You're talking about 3'11", 7-foot guys that are capable of changing the game at any moment, and that's what they're doing.
Give us an under-the-radar Final Four pick that you have not yet mentioned.
Man. You know, there's so many teams that, like, you know, Texas Tech, no JT Toppin, so I can't really go there. How about, man, and I don't believe this, by the way. Like, I don't believe this, but I'll give you an off-the-radar
great
one.
Way to start Miami. An answer. This is a great Miami. Way to start an answer. Okay, Miami, yeah.
Not the Ohio one. I hate the Miami, Ohio version. I can't stand them. I every day and every night before I go to bed, I pray that Miami, Ohio loses. That coach is such a clown. That coach is such a clown. I don't know if you've had him on your show, but if you haven't, please don't. Don't entertain this with whatever they're doing. That's bastardizing the sport. You can't fool us, Travis. You can't fool us. That jabroni schedule you're playing. Miami, Florida, Jay Luke's doing a great job. Again, that team can score. They can't guard. All these teams I've given you can't defend, and that's why they're off the radar and off the beaten path. But if you can get 80, 85, 90, you're going to have a chance in the NCAA tournament.
I just want to say, if Travis Steele, Miami of Ohio, the only undefeated team there, Coach, if he wants to come on the show, we will be happy. We'll be happy to have Travis Steele on the show. John, final question for you.
For screenshots of the scheduling effort.
I'm probably good on that. 60 to 90 seconds to close here. Give us something that's happening in your personal life that's interesting right now for our audience.
Okay. I'm about to have a third child.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. We don't know the gender. We've decided to let that be. So when it pops out, we'll obviously find out then. But that child is due around the Final Four. So I'm supposed to be doing, you know, Field of 68 stuff in Indianapolis. I've told my wife, listen, I got to go. It's money. I got to be there. So let's hope that the child can wait until after the Final Four. But it's going to be a very interesting dynamic in the next month. So I think that counts, right?
It definitely counts. And here's what I like my wife and I basically like. You do your best, right, to plan things around the sports calendar when you do this for a living, right? So, like, my daughter was born in May. Like, she turns 2 in May. Like, can I be honest with you? Like, I obviously, like, congratulations on the impending child. This is a bad job by you and your wife that it turned out like this. That's fair to say, no? We have, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, it is. I was given bad information in terms of timing. You know, that's something that my wife needs to be accountable for sure. It definitely
now, has
goes
your,
on her.
Because this is just... So, like, has your? I'm guessing the answer is no, given that I am married also and know how this works. Has your wife taken accountability for this?
Oh no! Absolutely not. You know, right. and at this point, it's what's done is done. The hay is in the barn, and we'll have to navigate the situation now. But you know, if I was given accurate and up to the minute information like I thought I was, you know, good chance this never would have happened at this time.
Oh man. That is great, dude. The baby. It's like, what do you do? Oh, yo, I talk all sports, but I really love college basketball. When's your kid going to be born? Oh, Final Four weekend. No big deal.
That's right.
John, you're the best. Yeah. I mean, that is classic. At John Martin 929.
Thank you.
And he's coming on the air right now at 92.9 ESPN in Memphis.
Right.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Done,
stay well.
Right on. Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
All right. The great John Martin joining us on the show. John is a character. So now that we've established him on the program, we can have some more fun with John when he joins us in the future. Very much looking forward to that. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, Justin Termini will join us next hour talking NBA. I've got some NFL news items to kick off the hour, including something insane out of Minnesota. Up next.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
At Navy Federal, we're a trusted partner of the military community.
and we're here to guide you through these uncertain times, help you diversify your portfolio, and take control of your finances. We offer a 13-month special certificate with a rate more than double the national average. And members can access financial advisors from one of America's best financial advisory firms, awarded by USA Today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/save more. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment.com
for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on